you know, there are the expectations unrealistic in your mind when you take a look at all that's being laid on this administration? And I don't mean this just for the president, but this whole administration, you know, people are, you know, everything's fixed now. And excuse me, not quite, but the expectations are very high. Are they too high?
I don't know if they're too high. I think in some ways yesterday to some people was sort of anticlimactic. I think that they expected an even better speech. It was a very good speech. It was a somewhat somber speech. But they expected something that it would be immediately chiseled into the wall.
Right.
And I'm not sure it was that. It might be. We'll see.
There were some great moments.
Yeah, it was a very good speech, and he's very good at delivering speeches. And so I think that that's a very good quality. Are the expectations too high? You know, he can use that. He can say that we are in a crisis mode, that we need to work together. And I think he gave those messages. It's a huge job. You were talking about how presidents have aged, these pitchers. And, you know, if you just look at it physically and mentally, it's a very taxing job in good times. These are not necessarily good times. And
well, so, sure. I mean, imagine every night you go to bed. Every night the potential is there for that phone call.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that takes its toll after a while.
It definitely ages the president. So I think he's got his work cut out for him. He's asked us to come along on that work, and we'll see as to how much support he gets for that, because now he's got to go beyond campaign slogans to actually governing.
And I want to take that statement there about how he's asking all of us to come with him, because there's no fair way to say this. This is not the greatest generation. We're not it. You know, are we as a country ready to make the sacrifices that are potentially going to be asked of us? Because we have gotten in many ways, not every way, but in many ways, you know, I want my camper, I want my boat, I want my this, I want my that. We've come into a very I want society here. There are sacrifices that are going to have to be made. Do you think we're ready?
Well, I think that, one, I have the privilege of working with young people every day, and a lot of people talk about, you know, the softness of this generation or the
I'm including us in
I know you were. But I guess I'm not as pessimistic, and I think that when asked, I don't think we've been asked sacrifice all that much. And I think when asked, and if we get it through our heads that this is how we're going to succeed, I think that they will step in. I think that the young people, this election, got really jazzed up about the election. They were involved, and on both sides, on the Republican side and on the Democratic side, I saw more youth activity in this election than I can remember in my lifetime.
Did the sociological history of the first African-American president being inaugurated, the historic side of that, get overshadowed by some of the bipartisanship out there, the partisanship, I should say, where the some Republicans will just simply not accept it. They don't want to talk about it. It's like we're going, you know, basically in a basket over the next 4 years, that has lost some of the other aspects of this inauguration and this presidency.
I think you saw a little less attention on that as we went into maybe some of the decisions that have to be made. But also, in some ways, that's a good sign. I think that that's one thing that Obama was able to do, was to kind of go past this, oh, hello, I'm an African-American candidate for the president. And people need to do that. They need to get past that. And so I think in part of that process, we're getting past that. And so, yes, it's very historic. It will be noted as historic. But I think to a lot of people, they were beyond that already. They've gone beyond that. And then you do have the other side that's you would hate to say that they're waiting for failure, but then there are some, but most are not. Most are right there and basically wishing the best for this president and for our country. And so.
So just to wrap up, I guess, as we look into the future here as best as we can, what do you hope will be looked at that could have benefits also to the states, such as ours, with our economic challenges now with the new plan they're talking about, the stimulus ideas and all of this? Will those come through?
Well, you would hope that the president, having some Midwest ties, would remember the people back home. And I think he will. I hope he will. It's very difficult. We have our major industries, the big three, have had a rough go, not just recently. It's been a long haul for them too, and so I'm hoping that there's going to be assistance there. People are kind of tiring on some of the bailouts, and so that doesn't seem to always be the answer. But politically, Michigan's an important state. He's not going to forget us that way. No politician does. But anyway, I guess it's just a hope there, and I don't know any specifics which are going to happen.
Any politician from the south side of Chicago is within a nostril flare of Gary, Indiana. Trust me, he understands industry, I think. So this is, like I said, it's the beginning, and there's high hopes right now. And yesterday, unfortunately for many, is over with. And like we were talking about earlier today, well, game on.
Yep. Now so, what?
Now
let's
what?
See what
so,
you got.
Yeah.
Time to start governing.
Well, that's what it's all about. Well, Steve, we appreciate you coming in. Dr. Steve Nelson with the NMU Political Science Department. We'll also have this interview posted.